Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
605 on the West Coast. I kind of forgot where I was, like, momentarily. Wow. 917-889-3926. Money Monday is what we call it. Hey, tonight's topic, breast cancer awareness. October's the month. Hey, we're about to go into November, but definitely wanted to make sure that we took time to acknowledge, listen, breast cancer awareness should not just be about a month. It should be every month, although we highlighted this month. But women, go get those joints felt on. Make sure that everything's going all right. Plus, we're talking about the deadly effects of synthetic weed or synthetic marijuana. We'll talk about that. Listen, young people, you know, they get high off of anything these days. But the synthetic marijuana is really killing folk, and it's something you should know about. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, give it up, hot chocolate. You got those breasts squeezed on this month? Have you gotten them?
I have an appointment to go and get my boobies mashed. Next week, and I monthly feel my own boobies. That's right, ladies. You need to feel yourself up, know your breasts, love your breasts.
Touch yourself.
Be able to touch yourself. Monthly. Be able to know any differences or changes in your breast tissue structure simply by rubbing them and feeling them. And calm down, Sam. I know, you know. The combination of those words together.
I'm just waiting to get introduced. That's all I'm waiting for.
Let's calm down over there. See, is she feeling herself? Ladies and gentlemen, Madam Boston, welcome to the show. you touching yourself.
Yes, the hair and the combination of touching the boobies.
Mm-hmm. And my boobies. They're pretty, too. I like them.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. You started it, I will finish it.
Nice. It was pretty
good. Nice. Let me swiftly go up the coast. The DMV brings up that dude, St. James. You have been introduced, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Hey, right, I'm giving out free mammograms. I was letting you know that.
Oh.
Free mammograms.
Medical intent.
Hey, man, if you need to find a lump anywhere in there, I am the man.
You got
I will search high and low. I will cover every square inch of the areola, you know, whatever technical term
the other
is called.
Right.
On all the other parts. I will scour the earth for you.
I don't know if my insurance will cover you.
If you so choose.
This month, Susan G. Coleman typically pulls together a lot of activities surrounding breast cancer awareness. The one thing that I'm totally impressed by is the whole Pink Power movement. Recently, so help me say, the football player that wears the pink streaks of braids in his hair.
Yeah,
I couldn't understand why he did that.
His
I
name
found out recently,
is. Okay, go ahead.
His
I'm
name's
sorry.
On the tip of my tongue. Hey, you
it's like DeAndre something.
It's D'Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams.
There you go.
D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah.
D'Angelo. I didn't understand what the pink hair was for so long.
Uh-huh.
Recently, can I get it out? Recently found out that it was because his mother had passed away from breast cancer.
Right.
And that's why he wears the pink streak. So, again, breast cancer awareness, month of October, although we're about to slide into November, along with the deadly effects of synthetic marijuana. There's no connection between the two. It's Money Monday. It's 9:09. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live. Touch yourself.
Yeah, your boobies.
Uh-huh, yeah. I've been here skills, Cristal Steel, high bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Be kicking me in my hole, undercover, Johnny Brass Bull. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740, rock the red man and naughty. All with my kitty cat, half a brick of gate, in the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. state, 10 holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the map, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee. All about the
first things first, I pop a freak, all the honey. Dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get nothing but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress with this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and bring the break.
Within this mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. Up the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask ways, the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn it, close. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. Invincible bully, like the goose, disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them vibes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Instead it, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, get it hiring. You should have been a cop of hip-hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get strapped. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the slaves out to drop.
Jump instinct, get some things, think pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim for my hula games in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's the head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Plump, close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3, bang every MC easily. With the Jesus piece, thank with my piece, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it.
Step out, show me what you all about. It's in your mouth. open up your blouse.
Pull your G-string down south.
Do that back out in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I
ow!
Jeans, skirt, butt naked. It all works.
Hey, another dope B.I.G. bad boy mix from our dude, Save James, our in-house DJ. You want him,
uh-huh.
Want us, book us. We'll be there at 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Harmon Radio Live, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. It is Money Monday, and we are discussing closing out Breast Cancer Awareness Month for the month of October. Again, very, very important, ladies. Recently, there was some information that I saw on the news where they're changing the guidelines for when women should have mammograms, and it's kind of been a little bit of a controversy because they're saying now that there's no evidence that self-examinations, first and foremost, are giving you any clearer of an indication as to trouble, which sounds very backwards, and that women should get their mammograms at a later age instead of 40. They're saying that your first mammogram should be 45, where that's that's become very controversial because there's a lot of women who have actually had their lives saved based on early detection with self-examinations and those mammograms at age 40, and even earlier if you have a history of breast cancer in your family. I think the jury is probably still out on that one. I'm in no way, shape, form, or fashion a medical specialist, doctor, nurse of any sort, think common sense would tell you that, you know, if you are giving yourself a breast exam regularly, that's something, you know, that's preventative, that's going to help you in the long run. So I wouldn't say, ladies, that you should stop that now. As far as the mammograms at a later age, I think it's going to be a little bit harder to gauge that, especially once the insurance companies get wind of it, and they're not going to want to pay for mammograms under your medical coverage until you're 45. So hopefully, you know, those guidelines can stay the same and we can continue to save lives the way that we have with the self-exams and the mammograms that, you know, we as ladies have been able to get at age 40. So, but yes, we're talking about this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Wear your pink. Support those who have lost their lives in the fight, as well as survivors. And we're also talking about the effects of synthetic marijuana. That's been a hot topic here in the Florida area for several years, where I didn't know anything about it, honestly, until I moved here. And maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, there was just this real huge explosion of information, as well as, I guess, promotion of it both negatively and, well, I can't say positively because there's nothing positive about it based on the effects. But,
I mean, because they said, like, some of the stuff that you can find in, like, the other drugs, like Molly or whatever, are inside this synthetic marijuana. And there's so many different strains of it. And the thing is that it's easier to get than, you know, knowing your local weed man. You can go into any store. Or they weren't real, like here in North Carolina, they took it off the shelf and said, you know, no store could sell it because there were a lot of teenagers, using it or whatever and dying, passing out, you know, and saying that the effects are even more damaging than they state, you know, the actual marijuana to be. And,
absolutely.
You know, each year it's just, the numbers have just imploded. And, I mean,
they've
even, Jose, President Obama even signed, you know, an act in where, you know, they're supposed to not sell these synthetic drugs over the counter.
Right.
It's crazy.
And the way that they're packaging it is geared towards, you know, the eye-catching colors and names that kids are going to move towards. Yeah. Spice, K-12 or K-something.
Yeah,
K-2.
K-2.
Different,
yeah, there you
different
go.
Flavors. K-2. And yeah, I don't know.
Nah, I'm trying. You know, I can go a little further with that. With this synthetic production, there's like certain chemicals that they base the production of it off of that basically, how to put it, that they're importing from other countries the same way that you would import, you know, the other stuff too. And
right.
there's like these smoke shops or whatever, they'll have a recipe or formula to produce it with this base of this one chemical that produces a synthetic high.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of these chemicals, I think the name of it was like AM2201 or some crazy like that or whatever, but it has some kind of chemical in there that produces the high state, and they base the synthetic weed off of that. And
right.
And being that is nothing natural, is where you get, like as y'all was recently, like you're previously stating, is where you get your complications from. And that's
right.
How, you know, one thing leads to another, and we get these reports of people wigging out off of this stuff. You know?
Well, you know what was more surprising to me was the age range that the CDC had listed, and that was from ages 7 to 77. That right there just, like, made me want to research more. You know, it's like, that strong of an age range. I don't even know they have that for a lot of drugs, you know, maybe for alcoholism, but I don't know about for any other drugs being that young.
I mean,
hey,
tell
it's
us, 922.
Let's pause. We'll come right back. We'll pick back up with breast cancer and then flip right back into this conversation about synthetic marijuana. Clearly, we know what many may not know. Say mentioned that K2. Real popular. Folks just really aren't up on it. We'll be right back inside the Social Lab.
You know what's going on. Yeah. Over there and over there, okay. Ordered up 100 rosé, leave the best life, blase, blase, don't you? Whip in my variety, don't you? Blase, blase, don't you? Blase, 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 blase.
Ordered up 100 bottles, and it felt like blase, blase. Whipping Maserati. Oh, blase, blase, blase. Yeah. Yeah, blase, blase, blase. All I drink is Bombay. When I'm with my I might drink that Henny. Smoke it cause you pull it. Police, I ain't scared to die on the dead, homie. Hitting them licks, whipping the brick. Still with the shoe. I'm young and I'm rich. Young and I'm rich. I got, I got in different area codes. I think I'm Nate Dogg. Started from the ground. I'm in now. I stay with the loud. Can you hear me now? Am I cold? She a cinephile. Put her on a stand. And she never told.
Ordered up 100 rosé. Leave the best life. Blase, blase, I'm just. Whip in Maserati, don't you? Blase, blase, yeah, yeah. Blase, 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 blase,
yeah. Hold it up 100 bottles and it felt like blase, blase.
up a new Louis Vuitton. If I let her in my mind, then she might be a trending topic. Therefore, she gotta ride it, bust it, pop it, blase, blase. Been spent your rent, and I'm still blowing big faces. Something about them Ben Frankers make any get naked. Crew got the juice, but you don't need no chaser. Ball on these, ball on, I need replacement.
Ordered up 100 rosé, we the best, like blase, blase, don't you? Whip in Maserati, don't you? Blase, blase, don't you? Blase, 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 blase,
don't you? Ordered up 100 bottles in the club, like blase, blase. Whipping Maserati. Oh, blase, blase, blase. Sipping out the jug until I feel it in my body. I was hoping you were salty when you saw me. Keep a rowdy scene around me. All we do is dip and dab. Got twin turbos on twin turbos, and them bandits really smash. It's a 50-50 chance I'ma ditch you. It's a 50-50 chance that it's them pitching. I'm pouring up till I can't no more. I swear everything I see slow mo.
Ordered up 100 rosés, we the best, like blase, blase, don't you? Whip in Maserati, don't you? Blase, blase, don't you? Blase, 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 don't you?
I'm out of Boston. I got Mr. Hyman, hot chocolate, and Save over there. And we were talking about breast cancer and Breast Cancer Awareness Month of October. And I mean, like, I've had a friend, which was very shocking to me anyway, that she ended up having a double mastectomy because of having, you know, cancer in one of her breasts. And she opted to get, you know, the second breast removed because they said it is a likely occurrence that, you know, if they find it in one, that they very well may find it in the other breast at a later time. So she did that. And I was able to take her to go get her breasts, her new ones, and looked pretty nice on her. But I'm glad that she survived.
Right.
Can't. Because not everybody gets to, you know, get to that step. So.
Yeah, I have a friend named Barbara Wright. Big up to Barbara Wright, proud cancer survivor. Actually, there was a walk in Tampa this past weekend, and so big up to all of the breast survivors and those that are currently actually struggling with it. Breast cancer. I left out the word cancer, huh? Cancer.
Yeah, yes, you did. It's okay. I had you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Save yourself about some yourself as well, right?
Yeah, I don't have to look any further than my mom, Dukes. About 2 years ago, she had about her own bout with it. It was under a lymph node or something like that, I believe. But it was small, and they caught it early, but they knew they had to remove it quickly because it was a very aggressive form.
Right.
So they, you know, they got that out, and, you know, she went through whatever normal treatments that go along with the recovery process. And she's a, you know, I don't like using the word survivor, you know, because it sounds like you came back from death almost or whatever, but.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I
look at things with a full or half full glass.
Gotcha.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't like using that word breast cancer survivor. She endured an ailment that she incurred throughout her life. But the point that I like to raise about this whole breast cancer thing, a lot of people think that a lot of this comes from left field, it comes hereditarily or, you know, some other by sheer happenstance or whatever. A lot of people don't realize the main source of a lot of these cancers, whether it be breast, colon, throat, or whatever the case may be, it's your diet.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with diet, whether we realize it or not. Certain foods that we put in our body consistently that are full of carcinogens and that are full of other harmful chemicals that they're injected with before they're put on the shelves, after a while it builds up. And if your body can't dispose of it, it's going to just pile up somewhere. And then guess what? You know what cancer basically is like? Any kind of cancer basically is like? It's like your body having a mold in it.
Right, and it's just growing.
It's a mold of cells. Because if you ever, have you ever been around, like, somebody that's, like, on, like, you know, stage four of, like, some kind of cancer or whatever? There's a certain smell that they give off.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know what I mean? And it's very distinctive. You really can't miss it. You'll know if you know what I'm saying, you walk in a room with somebody who's like, you know, dealing with a heavy bout of like some major issues cancer wise, it's because the cells, it's like a mold. It's molding. And then you know how mold goes. You leave bread up on the refrigerator too long, come back a week later, it starts on one end, and then 2 days later the whole loaf is green. You know what I'm saying? And it's very, in this, you know, it's correlated to that. It's very parallel, I would say, to that same expansion method. That's all cancer is. It's a mold of the cells. Dead cells that can't reproduce on their own. They stay there and they stockpile and begin to spread. It starts affecting other cells, killing other cells off. And that's how it happens. So a lot has to do with diet, whether we know it or not, any kind of cancer. You know what I'm saying? Well, mainly the breast cancer that attacks, like, you know, fleshy organs, stuff like that, is mainly diet. A lot of it has to do with diet. And we really need to, like, be
like,
more cognizant of that.
Yeah, like a lot of people feel like if you have, like, a diet heavy in, like, red meat, that, you know, because they're saying, like the cow. Like you were stating, you know, they're injected.
Any kind of processed, red meat, but processed meat, to Sage's point, that anything that's pumped with hormones, which unfortunately a lot of red meat is, it contains those cancerous cells. So let's talk about symptoms and how, as it relates to breast cancer specifically, women can, you know, get ahead, because to the point of mold, we know we've all experienced mold at some point. We know that, again, if it sits too long. And so the whole purpose is to go get checked out, ladies. If you are over 50, you know, worst case scenario, you know, that should be popping off every 2 years, worst case. I would say definitely every year. For women who are concerned about cost, your CDC offers free to low cost mammograms, and so, you know, cost should not be an issue as it relates to making sure that you are breast cancer free. Again, the CDC locally provide low to no cost as it relates to those mammograms. Go ahead, CeeLo.
I was going to say, like, some of the symptoms that if you're experiencing, that you should go directly to your doctor, is like if you have bloody discharge from your nipple, or if you have any lumps in your breast, or like if you notice any changes in the shape of your breast or the texture of your nipple or breast. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us, 9 times out of 10, all of us have that one breast that's a little bit bigger than the other. Okay, we're not talking about that. That's what you've had all your life. So that's not the life-threatening thing. It's like if you get any lumps that you've never felt before, or, you know, you notice any discharge coming out of your nipples and you're not breastfeeding.
Right.
Things like that.
And with your monthly breast exam, you're going to find that your breast tissue is a little lumpy to begin with, not lumpy in a bad way where it feels like, you know, a cyst or a rock or anything, but it's meaty, you know, so you have to be able to, you know, become one with it, And your monthly breast exam is pretty simple. Every month after your cycle, raise your arm above your head and from the base of your breast, feel around in a circle in small increments going whichever direction you choose, but make sure that you encompass the whole circumference or circle of your breast and working your way around it until you get to the nipple to feel for any changes.
Do you have any visual help for us
no.
to show us?
No. And it also goes
no.
for men as well, because men
absolutely.
Can also have breast cancer. So,
absolutely.
Gentlemen, you also check yourselves often with the
no,
same thing.
No, those pectorals, bros.
Hey, 6:35. We'll be right back. Check your breast safe.
I have on the East Coast.
Rap to you real quick.
Yes.
I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel. Macchiatos with Shawty getting to work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to let you fly.
Living in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. About eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause I don't know me, don't know me.
Yeah, you like that bass right there. I'm like homie from Boys to Men.
Baby,
okay.
I just want to say to you.
9:39 p.m. out here on the East Coast, man. We still in this B.I.E.'s niche. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Your boy Say Jim.
Right.
Still tuned in with the baddest radio station in the world right now.
In the world,
with T.M. Hyman, and I die for this right here.
Okay.
T.M. Hyman, Rated, T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Hot Chocolate over there. That was Wale with that Lotus Flower Bomb, one of his better songs in his repertoire. We'll talk about that.
That's not what I expected him to say.
You know, I said I dig that song. That's one of the songs that I dig. But
yes, you're not hating on this one. We get it.
I'm not hating on that one. I like that one. And I'm not hating on none of them. I'm just being completely objective and honest. Anyway, back to our topic. Breast cancer awareness. There's a couple more days left in the month of October to where we can still toss it up for those that endured through the struggle of breast cancer, any kind of cancer that affected them in their life. Wear some pink if you haven't done it so far this month, just to, you know, shout out those the warriors.
That's actually where that pink hair stuff came from, because he wanted to try to get the pink uniforms or jerseys, and the NFL wasn't having that.
He was starting to get fined for it. He wanted to wear all pink sneakers, but they wouldn't allow that because that wasn't part of the uniform. You could do accessories like maybe socks or towels, gloves, mouthpiece. Whatever the case may be.
Can y'all tell the people who you're talking about?
Oh, D'Angelo Williams. He formerly played for the Carolina Panthers most of his career. Came from Memphis University, running back, and he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers now. He's a backup to Le'Veon Bell. Was starting the first four games to suspension, but he has pink tips on his dreads. To commemorate his mom, because he had to, you know, foot the bill for all her treatments until her untimely moving on transition to the next world, and he wanted to wear pink sneakers in commemoration of her, but it was going to be a consistent fine throughout, and may lead up to suspension, the way the rules are set up in the NFL. If you have what they call conduct detrimental to the team. Or to the shield of the NFL. So it may have led up into suspension as well as fines piling up. So to go take the high road, he dyed the tips of his dreads pink in order to raise the awareness and to commemorate, you know, Mom Dukes and everything for the struggle that she endured and everything. So, you know, big ups to D'Angelo on that. You know, don't never let anybody let you forget what you had to go through. You know, at any time.
And he's also paying for here in Charlotte for women to get mammograms done here.
Hats off to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We need more people like you in this world right now to help bring the cure to the surface. Because everybody knows there's a cure for cancer.
But the government
is too much of a moneymaker. Too much money to make to get the cure out there. So
yes, because the guy who has the medication that he was supposed to drop the price or whatever, and then turned around and didn't drop the price. He raised it.
Yeah, and he probably got dropped. If he would have got dropped if he dropped the price on it. He would have been downed early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it is what it is, though, man. You know, like I said, I don't want to say too much before they pull the plug on this program right here. But, you know, just stay awake, folks. Stay awake, man. Wake up if you're sleeping out there. Wake up.
For sure.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, definitely. Flipping the script just a little bit, talking about the synthetic marijuana, I mean, looking at, I don't know if we're really up on the death toll of synthetic marijuana. I mean, it has pretty much tripled, you know, since this time last year. From January to May, the CDC reported 15 deaths specific to synthetic marijuana. You know, earlier we talked about K2. But, I mean, the alternatives to marijuana is synthetic. It's referred to as spice, K2, black mambo in some cases. And then it's also, in some parts of the country, referred to as crazy clown. Folks, if you don't know what your children are doing, I'm going to need you to get up on it, because they're dying just trying to get their buzz on. I mean, get out of here. Now, have any of you tried any of that?
Hell no.
Crazy clown.
No.
I like the real stuff. I haven't tried to kill myself with the rope.
No. Hell no. To the no.
It only takes one report for me to scare easily. And synthetic, just because it was allegedly less easily detected and, you know, your analysis and testing, drug testing and things like that, that didn't make it any more appealing, you know, to me, for me to want to try. So, yeah.
Hey,
and then once they started pulling it off of the shelves and, you know, kids
jumping out
of buildings and
Listen, man. People have addictive personalities, addictive lifestyles. So
right.
When they find something that they can latch onto that could feed that addiction, they're going to go full swing with it regardless of what it is. Okay, so, I'm a witness to this marijuana thing, the real marijuana thing, not being a gateway drug as the folks out the powers that
were trying to pump it.
Okay.
Right.
I don't smoke anymore like how I used to. Or not, I don't smoke anymore, period. Bottom line, it's been almost 2 years. But even when I did, it was never a time where I was like, damn, I need to get higher than this.
Right.
Let me go do a line or two. Let me go find some dope shit. You know what I'm saying?
I would have to agree there. Even though I had tears
as well.
that went further than marijuana. I mean, I just could never see myself doing. First of all, you know, I don't do good with water going up my nose. You know, therefore, anything else going up my nose wouldn't work for me. You know, but I totally agree. I just never went beyond that. But listen, you're spot on, Sabe, when you talk about addictive behaviors, because poison centers in the United States this year alone, again, that same time frame from January to May, reported 3,572 calls related to synthetic marijuana use, according to the CDC.
Right.
That's 229% more than this time last year. That's outrageous.
Right. Wow. And they were saying, like, users, from what they've seen, users, like, are experiencing psychotic episodes, seizures,
mm-hmm.
severe anxiety.
It's not real.
Muscle
it's
spasms.
Not a natural,
and suicidal thoughts. I've never
that's
had a suicidal
saying.
Thought high.
When I got high. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All I got was hungry thoughts
like,
when I was high.
Right.
You know
like,
what I mean?
I never thought about that. I was thinking about, I'm going to kill somebody if they eat my ice cream type
right.
thing. Not
all I thought about was the munchies
right.
or, you know, where's my boyfriend at? That's it.
Now you're talking, Gina. Now you're talking my language. You know what I'm saying? I was looking for something to poke. But at the same time, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and that just goes to show you the head and show. I mean, I would say just the 180 spectrum of synthetic and these man-made chemical drugs to what it leads to versus the natural stuff. And in no way am I, you know, advocating marijuana use or whatever. I'm not a spokesman for it. But being that I did, you know, partake in the sport for years, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's never a time where, you know, A, you ever heard anybody overdosing or dying off of too much trees. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You never heard anybody, like, you just have all the times you were talking about have psychotic or suicidal thoughts because, you know, they had some good perp and none of that stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That just doesn't happen with the natural substance
right.
that it is. But being that it is what it is and is so free, it was so free will to be able to be grown if you have the proper environment for it. That's why the government wanted to make it illegal, because they couldn't tax it for all these years. Now they're
right.
figuring
right.
out. Now
right.
they're
they
figuring
figure
out,
that out.
If,
right.
if we make it legal, we could probably tax it now.
Right.
So, now, and that's all that is. That's all that is, man.
And the
and
thing is,
I was just going to say, there's a warning label as far as from what I've been able to see on news reports where it says that you're not supposed to smoke it anyway. So, you're smoking something that There's a warning label that is
you say that you shouldn't smoke.
Smoke, I mean, come on, man.
And then it's also labeled as an incense in some of these stores.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the proper term is, I would think, aromatherapy or aromatherapy substance or something like that. That's
right, because some of them have the same ingredients as the bath salt.
Right. Now, that's
smoking potpourri.
Right there. That bath salt, people was eating people's faces off that bath salt.
Yeah.
I mean the side effects are pretty crazy. I mean, you know, you talked about, you know, hallucinations, but I mean it's like rapid heartbeat, drowsiness, vomiting, confusion. I mean confusion ultimately that'll cause paranoia. And you know when you're paranoid you might flip out, kill somebody.
Anything.
Do anything,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
anything.
950. We'll be right back inside
I'm
the
good.
Social lab.
Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
Boston and the General. We got a few more minutes left in the show. Again, Just want to remind you that this is the end of wrapping up Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, if you have not already scheduled them, make sure you go and schedule your mammograms and do your self-exams. They will save your life. Don't listen to what they're saying out there that they're not going to keep doing it. It's been saving lives for years, so don't stop doing what works. And also, again, we don't condone drug use, but watch what you're ingesting out there. You know, you're going to be flying, blow it down. Know what you're blowing. Know what you're blowing. Watch who's rolling up what you blow, and, you know.
Don't smoke anything that was not rolled up in front of you.
And that was not grown from the earth.
Exactly.
Just leave
that,
it all, just
or
leave
a
it all
hydroponic
alone. You don't
tank.
Have to worry about it. Just leave it all alone.
There you go.
There you go, Reverend. There you go, Reverend.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm talking about.
Because, I mean, you know, Gina spoke of Tucci a little minute ago. And see, Tucci or Lil Wayne is a result of that's the end result of drug use. Like, just the end result. Now, I understand that Tucci just produced a sex tape recently. And I'm thinking, again, that is the result of synthetic drugs at its best. Like, Tucci in a sex tape.
Key on that pink.
This is your brain on drugs. Just stay away from that
pink,
all,
son.
That's what you do.
Yeah basically.
Your mind.
That's what they say. Abstinence is the best form of any kind of preventive maintenance. That's the best policy. That's what they say.
Hey, have y'all got your costumes for Halloween yet? Are y'all dressing up or no?
Sorry.
I don't think I'm dressing up. I think I'm just going to give out candy to the kiddies.
I don't observe.
I don't think I've dressed up in 10 years.
Good job. Well, I'm dressing up. And I'm going to be Elvira again. But this time, they're not going to be able to think I'm a Kardashian. This is my third try.
You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be something real scary this Halloween to folks out there. I'm going to be a nigga with a brain. A nigga with a degree.
Wow.
I'm going to be something real scary out there this Halloween.
Nigga
that finished school. You know what I'm saying?
Like Jason.
Yeah. Peel
like
that
Jason's
cap
like
back
Freddy.
And show him your brain.
It works, son. That's horror movie. That's horror movie quality right there.
Crazy.
Nigga that finished college.
Well, my question is, why did they think that you were a Kardashian last year instead of Elvira? You said that earlier, and I'm a little confused.
You must have some fake ass. A fake ass.
You
know,
you had the booty.
I had no fake nothing on.
You had the
I'm hippie and I got big boobs. And I had on black dress.
36 inch hair.
Hey, this year, the last couple of times I did it. Hey, I'm wide.
Hey, T, I'm gonna get you stuck up under there.
I just didn't do the makeup. I never did. Yes, I'm wide. Yes, I did. I have wide hips. I'm hippie.
Like wide, low wide.
You got hey. To show us a picture of that because I'm not gonna believe
like
it.
A stallion. No,
I need some proof. I need some proof.
On Wednesday, folks, Christopher Williams is going to be here with us. You don't want to miss it. New Jack City, Christopher Williams.
The invasion.
Christopher Williams.
There you go.
Right
the invasion of the light-skinned brothers from the 90s, Christopher Williams. That's exactly what it is. Invasion of the light-skinned brothers of the 90s.
Yeah.
He was at the pinnacle. Him and Albie Shaw was at the top of the food chain in the 90s. Like,
okay.
This
hey, R&B. Shoot. A little hip-hop dude.
Again, Christopher Williams. Right here Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, take us up out of here.
Whatever you do, do it well. And see y'all on Wednesday.
Hey, yo, man. It's end of October, going to November. Fellas, it's time to grow a beard. CeeLo, don't shave for a month. Grow your beard out.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I got mine popping. CeeLo, join us.
I'll mind my mustache.
I ain't doing that.
You look like you'd be a light-skinned one with a mustache.
I'm going to listen to all my light skin boy records. I'm going to go listen to all my Christopher Williams records so I can be ready for Wednesday. And
D,
I'm going to
watch you
in City again.
All four of us need a beard. Gina, don't shave me.
No, no. I'll go buy one. I'll go buy one.
I'm lining mine up.
We know you get that.
I'm
behind
the
live talk radio show.
Real talk.
See him behind the live. 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 See him behind the live.